This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Election Commission has said that polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry and the by-elections in four assembly constituencies in three states remained by and large peaceful barring few incidents. Assam and Puducherry record the highest ever poll participation yesterday. Assam registered 85.38% voter turnout, while Puducherry recorded 89.83% voter turnout. Previously, the highest poll participation in Assam was 84.67% in 2016 assembly elections, and for Puducherry, it was 86.19% in 2011 assembly elections. In Kerala, 78.03% poll participation was recorded today. In by-polls, Bagalkot assembly seat in Karnataka registered 68.70% voter turnout, while Devanagari South witnessed a turnout at 68.55%. The Koridang assembly constituency in Nagaland recorded the turnout of 82.21% and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura recorded the turnout of over 80%. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. S. S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured at 100% of the polling stations for the first time in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing Parivartan Sankalp rallies in Haldia, Asansol and Suri yesterday, termed the ongoing West Bengal elections as a crusade to restore the state's former glory. Supporting BJP candidates, the Prime Minister asserted that while the rest of the country progresses rapidly, the Trinamool Congress has pushed Bengal backward. He claimed that after decades of decline under Congress and left rule, the TMC has further devastated the state through corruption, specifically citing its failure to make Bengal self-sufficient in fish production and the rise of coal and sand mafias in Asansol. Trinamool Congress Chief and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee yesterday asserted that her party will emerge victorious in the upcoming elections despite the BJP's alleged attempts to capture Bengal by deleting over 90 lakh names from the voters' list through SIR. Addressing a public meeting in Manikhan in support of candidate Usharani Montal, the Chief Minister claimed that names of people from all religions and communities were removed. Electioneering is in full swing in Tamil Nadu with star campaigners, senior BJP leaders and union ministers Piyush Goyal, D.L. Murugan, state BJP former leader Annamalai are wooing voters for the NDA alliance. AIADMK leader Edappadi Palaniswamy, DMK chief and chief minister of Tamil Nadu M.K. Stalin, Udayanidhi Stalin, Sengottaiyan, Premalata Vijayakanth, Dr. Anbumani, Kanimuri and many others are crisscrossing the state garnering votes for their parties. The Reserve Bank of India has asked banks to speed up the cross-border payments. In a guideline issued today, the RBI said that it is observed that several banks rely upon end-of-day statements of the Nostro account for confirming and reconciling receipts in Nostro accounts, resulting in delay in crediting funds to the beneficiary's account. To expedite this process, the RBI has asked banks to undertake reconciliation and confirmation of credit in the Nostro account frequently, either on a near real-time basis or at periodic intervals. It also said that the reconciliation interval should normally not exceed 1 hour. The Israel Defense Forces IDF said today that it has killed Ali Yusuf Harshi, personal secretary of Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qasem, in Beirut. Harshi was also nephew of the Hezbollah chief who heads the Lebanese group backed by Iran. Meanwhile, Rowan Azar, the ambassador of Israel to India today, reiterated Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's statement that Lebanon is not part of the ongoing two-week ceasefire between the US and Iran. In an exclusive interview with a news agency, the Israeli envoy said, "Israel has made this clear and the American administration has also confirmed it." In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. Chasing 182 for victory, Lucknow reached the target on the last ball with 3 wickets in hand. And with that, we end this news bulletin.